Mr. LeJudas. Did she talk to you before she did this? Witness. Before? No. Mr. LeJudas. After, then? Witness. I confronted her. She did not deny it. Mr. LeJudas. And what did you say to this person who just interfered with the homicide investigation? Witness. What did I say? I said I wished she'd talked to me first. I would have given her the right knife to throw. Mr. LeJudas. Is that really how you feel now, Andy? That this is all a joke? Do you really have so little respect for what we do here? Witness. When I said that to my wife, I assure you I wasn't joking. Let's leave it at that. Mr. LeJudas. All right. Continue with your story. When we got back to our car in the garage, a block from the courthouse, there was a white piece of paper tucked under the windshield wiper. It was quarter folded. Opening it, I read, "Judgment Day is coming. Murderer, you die." Jonathan was still with us, making it a group of four. He frowned at the note and slipped it into his briefcase. "I'll take care of this. I'll file a report with the Cambridge police. You all go home." Lori said, "That's all we can do?" "We should let the Newton police know, too, just in case," I suggested. "Maybe it's time we had a cruiser camped out by our house. The world's full of lunatics." I was distracted by a figure standing in the corner of the garage, quite a distance away, but obviously watching us. He was an older man, near 70, probably. He wore a jacket, golf shirt, and scally cap. Looked like a million guys around Boston. Some old Mick Tough. He was lighting a cigarette. It was the flare of his lighter that caught my eye. And the glowing tip of the cigarette linked him with the car that had been parked outside our house a few nights before. The interior blacked out except for the little glowing firefly of a cigarette tip in the car window. And wasn't he just the sort of dinosaur to drive a Lincoln frickin' town car? Our eyes met for a moment. He thrust his lighter into his pants pocket and continued walking, out through a doorway to a staircase, and he was gone. Had he been walking before I saw him? He seemed to have been standing and staring, but I had only just glanced over. Maybe he had just stopped a moment before to light the cigarette. "Did you see that guy?" Jonathan. "What guy?" "That guy who was just over there looking at us." "Didn't see him. Who was he?" "I don't know. Never seen him before." "You think he had something to do with the note?" "Don't know. I don't even know if he was looking at us. But he seemed to be, you know." "Come on," Jonathan encouraged us toward the car. "There are a lot of people looking at us lately. It'll be over soon."